Okay. It says in the Gemara in the Seches Tainis, Misha Nichlis Adar is Marvin Simcha. Says Misha Nichlis Av Matin Besimcha. Someone who enters Adar must increase and augment one's Simcha in one's life. And when it comes to Av, you have to diminish the Simcha. It's interesting. We should note that the Machaber only quotes the second part of that Gemara. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber only quotes the second din, that when you enter an Av, you have to diminish the Simcha. He doesn't quote that first din of Mishnah Nichlis Av Marvin. So the question is why? Very difficult. So maybe we could suggest is that there is an imperative that the Machaber assumes. And the Machaber assumes in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch is that you have to be Miskaber Kari, and you have to be Oved Hashem B'chol Libo. And as the Romar in Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Somin. What does Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Somin mean? You always have to view that Hashem's presence is with you, the Shechina. What does the Gemara write in Brachas? Ein Shechina Shere El Mitoch Simcha V'lo Mitoch Atzvus. The Shechina can only settle on someone who's in a happy mode, not in a sad mode. And therefore, Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Somin and the din of the Machaber Mishaber Kari assumes as a Dover Poshet that you have to be in a state of Simcha. So Mishnah Nichlis Adar granted is marved in the Simcha, but the truth of the matter is you always have to almost be on that level. So therefore it's an assumption that the Machaber says it should be so easy, maybe, for you to be marved in the Simcha, because you have to be in that mode anyway. There's no need for him to quote that din. Halach l'maisa. Whereas when it comes to Av, that's not a natural thing, so we should be happy. And therefore to de-mesameach ourselves, that has to be quoted with din in Shulchan Aruch. That's very, very important, because the truth is that we have to make sure that we are what? We serve Hashem as Simcha B'tzuv Levav. The Rabbeinu Bachai writes, every mitzvah we do, you can do a mitzvah one of two ways. Without Simcha, with Simcha. Meaning it's a din prati. There's a din Simcha that qualitatively, if I do the mitzvah without Simcha, I get, let's say, 15 points. If I do the mitzvah b'Simcha, I get 20 points in Shemayim from Hashem. Because qualitatively, it's not a din klali to do to be the Sameach. Every mitzvah we do has an imperative to do it, but open shul simcha. This is what Rabbeinu Bachai writes. That's a tremendous concept that we have to internalize. And as we grow as Bnei Tzair and Talmidei Chachamim, you have to make it, put in a training ground that you want to what? Strive to be on that level of simcha. And there's one din that we have in the Parsha, many din that we have in Truma, I think that is very linked to this. You know, the poles. You can never remove the poles. Why can you never remove the poles? Why is there a din you never can remove the poles? So the Chinuch gives two reasons. You look in the Chinuch on the Parsha. One reason is because we're afraid that if you remove the Aron quickly, we're afraid the poles won't be in, and therefore, God forbid, the Aron might fall. So therefore, we always keep them in. We don't take them out, because we might what? When we have to move it quickly, they might not be in well, and therefore they'll fall out. The other reason the Chinuch writes is that it should impress upon us Alpinistar, whatever it means, that whenever we see something, it'll become imprinted in our brain and it'll strengthen us in Avodas Hashem. So what does that mean, that second reason of the Chinuch? That it'll strengthen us in our Avodas Hashem. Seeing it with the poles. What does that mean? The Shulchan of Shimshon Rafal Hirsch points out the menorah didn't have poles. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch writes, Torah can be taken anywhere. The Aron had the poles. The poles tell you Torah can be taken anywhere in the world. The Shulchan is Eretz Yisrael, the Mizbeach. The Menorah, the Chachma, that special Chachma, Avir Adir Yisrael is Machkin, nowhere else. It's a special quality of Avir Adir Yisrael. But Torah itself can be taken anywhere. The poles. That's the imprint, maybe we could say, Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch shot in the Chinuch. Maybe with Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, that's what the Chinuch means in the second reasoning. You should see those poles. Oh, I can only learn Stark Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael when I didn't have the college, didn't have these different. Oh, don't give it to me. Don't give it to me, because I won't hear it. Because the Chinuch is saying, the poles tell you to learn Torah. Of course I hear it. I know it's hard. I did it myself. It's not easy. You admit that it's difficult, but you got to think about those poles. Because no matter where you are, there's Torah, and you have to engage in the Torah, and you have to use your time properly and study Friday and Saturday nights. Obviously, you got to relax, as I always say, and play ball, but you've got to be able to what? Use your time and use it properly, because this is the training ground, these years of YU, to be able to develop the Tatam Nechamim B'nai Torah and to utilize your time properly. This is the challenge. Hashem gives Nishyonos only the people, the Ramban says, that can pass the Nishyonos. So you're in that context and you can pass it. But you have to contemplate in your mind that if I'm in a mode of Simcha, that sets up the mode that I'm in at what? I'm in the system and the atmosphere that I can what? Actualize my time to the best of my ability, and I can realize Torah can be what? Placed everywhere. Because that's what the symbolism of the poles is. To show that we're careful about the Torah, but we also know it can be what? It can be learned anywhere. So we have to remember this. Very, very key. It says what? Simcha Gdola is what? Is Torah. Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Samplei, the happiest day of someone's life when you get married, you should share Divrei Torah. I always say that. You should share Divrei Torah at your chosmos tish. That's what the Rav said. That's what Shevet told from the Rav. That's what we have to try to do during others to augment the Torah. We might have midterms, but that's our challenges that we have to what? Be able to realize that wherever situation you are, you must engage in the Talmud Torah. Okay, let's do a recap for Michael. Everyone have a great Shabbos, and Chazer over. Oh, Nishama, oh,
Thank you.